This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda inaugurates the Hetauda Dhalkebar Inarua 400 kilovolt transmission line in Makwanpur. House of Representatives meeting continues with discussion on appropriation bill and contemporary issues. And G7 agrees $50 billion loan for Ukraine from Russian assets. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podil is scheduled to leave Geneva for Berlin on June 15. President Podil visited Geneva to attend the 102nd session of the International Labour Conference there. President Podil will have an official visit to Germany at the invitation of the German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier, where formal talks will be held with his German counterpart on June 17. During his stay there, the Non-Resident Nepali Association Germany is scheduled to felicitate President Podil on July 16. At the same program, he will address Nepalese living in Germany. President Podil is scheduled to return to Kathmandu on June 19. The construction work of the Hetauda Dhalkebar Inarua 400 kilovolt transmission line has been completed. In a program organized by Nepal Electricity Authority in Hetauda today, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda inaugurated the transmission line at Thana Bharyang in Hetauda sub-metropolitan city 11, Makwanpur. The transmission line is expected to strengthen and ensure a reliable power transmission system in the country and facilitate the undisrupted energy trade between Nepal and India. Officials said that with the completion of 154 kilometers long double-circuit power grid of 400 kilovolts, as high as 4,000 megawatts of power could be supplied through this line. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Mr. Naveen Srivastava, has held a meeting with Minister of Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma. A meeting was held between them at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology. In the meeting, Minister Sharma congratulated the newly formed government in India and expressed confidence that Nepal-India relations will advance to new heights. Minister Sharma also talked about plans for advancement of technologies in Nepal. Ambassador Srivastava mentioned that India has made good progress in the field of building digital public infrastructure and said that it is ready to cooperate and share in the development of information technology in Nepal. The parliamentarians have drawn the attention of the government towards various contemporary issues in the meeting of the House of Representatives today. The parliamentarians drew attention toward the damage caused by natural calamities that started with the incessant rain and the initiatives to be taken by the government to reduce the damage. Speaking in emergency hour, the Chief Whip of the Nepali Congress, Ramesh Lekhak, has demanded Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to brief the House about his recent India visit, stating that President Ramchandra Podil has also left on a foreign visit. Nepali Congress Chief Whip Lekhak explained that it is not good for the House to get information about the visit of President and Prime Minister reading the newspaper. Lekhak further demanded Speaker Devraj Khimri to inform the House about India visit of Prime Minister and foreign visit of President soon after the commencement of the next Parliament meeting. The parliamentarians drew the attention of the government for their safety, saying that women have to become victims during calamities. Likewise, the ministerial discussion on the appropriation bill continues. Under the Appropriation Bill 2024, the discussions on various topics of the ministries are continuing. Likewise, the parliamentarians emphasized on the need to expand high-speed, reliable and high-quality internet service, telephone service, to rural and remote areas, along with policy stability in the field of information technology. Dr. Tilak Acharya has been appointed as the Registrar of Lumbini Buddhist University for the third time. The university held an open competition last March where Acharya ranked first. Former President Bidyadevi Bhandari has urged all to work on controlling forest fire and other natural disasters caused by climate change and its effect. Speaking at a program on Thursday, former President Bhandari shared that due to climate change, snow has melted, turning our mountains into black rock, increasing flood, landslide and droughts in mountainous areas and Tarai Madhes. Landslide kills four members of a family. It occurs at Khojinim village in Taplejung district last night. The district police office said that vehicular movement was disrupted in the rural areas after bridges were collapsed due to heavy rain since Wednesday, which caused flood. In a different incident, at least 20 persons were injured after two vehicles from opposite directions collided this morning near Fisling Bazaar along the Prithvi Highway. The district traffic police office Thading said health condition of five injured ones is critical. An eyewitness said that the bus fell off the river as the bus driver tried to avoid the collision with the car. The second periodic plan of the Bagmati province government has been approved. Minister for Internal Affairs and Law of Bagmati province, Ganga Narayan Shrestha, informed that the meeting of the Council of Ministers held this morning decided to approve the second periodic plan of the province from 2024-25 to 2028-2029. Similarly, the cabinet meeting has decided to establish a provincial hospital in Makwanpur district on the recommendation of the Ministry of Health. The detailed report of the 4th Nepal Living Standards Survey was unveiled on Thursday. The National Statistics Office, NSO, shared a detailed report highlighting the country's key socioeconomic and other indicators. As stated in the report, the number of people suffering from non-communicable and infectious disease has increased in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The G7 has agreed to use frozen Russian assets to raise $50 billion for Ukraine to help it fight invading Russian forces. According to the BBC, in the G7 summit in Italy, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Mr. US President Joe Biden signed a 10-year bilateral security deal which envises US military and training aid to Ukraine. However, the Ukrainian Air Force said in a statement, an air raid alert was issued throughout Ukraine early Friday as the country was hit by a series of air attacks by Russian forces. During the second wave of the attacks, Russia launched a Kinzhal missile at Ukraine. Israeli forces strike Rafah as street battles continue. Israeli helicopter, gunships, attack drones and warplanes struck Rafah today. According to Al Jazeera, Palestinian fighters engaged Israeli troops in ongoing street battles. U.S. President Joe Biden said he did not expect a Gaza ceasefire deal soon. At least 14 Palestinians were killed following Israeli airstrikes on residential buildings in northern Gaza City. Hezbollah launched a major drone and rocket attack targeting military bases in Israel's north. Israeli forces responded with a deadly bombing in southern Lebanon, raising fear of escalating border clashes. The European Union's top court has fined Hungary $200 million for failing to follow the Union's asylum policy. According to the BBC, the court will also issue a penalty of €1 million a day until it changes its policy. The European Court of Justice said Budapest was in breach of a 2020 judgment that it had violated EU laws by forcing asylum seekers to travel to Belgrade or Kyiv to apply for a travel permit to enter Hungary. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has asked the people in central and west Thurai to apply precautions as the regions are likely to witness excessive hot weather in the coming 3 days. The department warned people in Kanchanpur, Kailali, Bardia, Banke and Dang districts to remain cautious, stating that there is possibility of a heat wave. According to Hydrology and Meteorology Department, it will be a bit cooler in Kathmandu Valley today compared to yesterday. It will be partly cloudy in the capital today and there will be light rain at night. Likewise, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi and Madhes province today. At present, the eastern part of the country is under the influence of the monsoon system, while the rest of the country is under the partial influence of local winds, western winds, and low-pressure area around India's Bihar. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda inaugurates the Hedauda Dhalkebar Inarua 400 kilovolt transmission line in Makwanpur. House of Representatives meeting continues with discussion on appropriation bill and contemporary issues. And G7 agrees $50 billion loan for Ukraine from Russian assets. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.